The primary election for State Senate District E is between two candidates involved in a messy appointment process earlier this year. Now, Republican voters from the northern section of the Matanuska-Sioux Sitna Borough and a stretch from Delta Junction to Valdez must decide between Borough Assemblyman Randall Kowalki and Air Force veteran pilot Mike Schauer, who currently holds the seat. The contest has its roots back about 6 months ago when Governor Bill Walker first tried to appoint Kowalki to the seat vacated by Senator Mike Dunleavy, who resigned to focus on his gubernatorial campaign. Kowalki was not on the list of recommended appointees that district Republicans sent Walker, and members of the GOP Senate majority rejected him.
I was disappointed. I guess when the governor calls you up and ends the phone conversation with hope to be working with you soon, Senator, you know, you kind of think, okay, well, this worked out. And then, of course, it all blew up.
The governor reportedly passed over a sitting representative from the Valley who was on the shortlist after he hung an inappropriate poster outside his office in the Capitol. After Kowalki's rejection, Governor Walker appointed an extreme conservative on the list, only to have that potential appointee withdraw once Facebook posts surfaced in which he compared women to dogs and appeared to promote violence toward abortion providers. Then, in swooped Mike Schauer, the outsider with a clean but very thin political record and a libertarian streak, who had only changed his party affiliation from undeclared to Republican a short time before he was appointed.
The governor probably regrets appointing me, and the Senate might regret confirming me, but, you know, you let a guy in the front door that can think fast on his feet, collect in some way a lot of information, but I have a rebel streak in me. It is, don't tell me what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to play your game, especially if I don't think it's right.
Both Schauer and Kowalki say they support repealing controversial crime legislation known as SB 91 and want an amendment to the state constitution that would protect the permanent fund dividend. But like Dunleavy, who walked away from the Senate majority caucus over what he said was a bloated budget, Schauer decided not to caucus with the Republican majority either. Kowalki, on the other hand, intends to join the caucus. He says he wants a seat at the table.
Developing that budget rather than let other people drive our fate. I'm not second-guessing what Mike Dunleavy did at the time he did, but I don't see my doing a service to this district if I plan to spend the next 4 years in the broom closet.
Kowalki also says he doesn't consider himself a politician and repeats that he's only been a borough assemblyman for 1,000 days. Like, that limited amount of time working in government can only be a good thing. At the same time, Kowalki questions Schauer's lack of political experience.
Do I think he deserves a Senate seat? No. I think he literally parachuted in, had no record on much of anything, and politically, and boom, he's the senator.
Kowalki wants the state to do more to foster full staffing of the Alaska State Troopers, a problem felt acutely in his assembly district. Kowalki wants to, quote, right-size government. He says a hard spending limit should only come after deeper analysis of state programs and their costs, including a look at the guaranteed increases in union contracts. Schauer says that's one of the biggest differences between them.
If you don't come in with something that constrains government growth and just does what Randall is suggesting, which is, well, you know, we right-size. What does right-size mean? Another billion in increase? Where do you go with that? That's a very broad term to me that you go, well, I'm going to right-size government. Well, we already went up $500 million this year. Can you afford to go up another $500 million when we're $2 billion short?
Schauer says another big difference between them is the caucus question. He sees it as unethical to trade votes for influence.
The caucus stands against repeal and replace of SB 91, protecting the permanent fund and the Constitution. It stands against any kind of balanced budget act. So if Randall says, I support those things, but he also says he's going to join the caucus, then clearly he doesn't understand how that works.
There may be an even more practical difference between the two candidates. Schauer says he doesn't plan to quit his job as a pilot for FedEx and will have to use extended leave time to attend legislative sessions. As a retiree, Kowalki has fewer work responsibilities. Unless Tuesday's primary for District E is too close to call, it will be clear who Republican voters in the district want squaring off with Susan Kay, the lone Democrat filed for the November general election.